All right, so you were going to say something, but you said you wanted to wait till the show started. So what are you going to say?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming you're going to edit out all your careful preparation for the mic. But yeah, if you blow it this time, you are going to get roasted.
Hey, dude, this one was worse than any other one because I didn't power on the M-Audio box. So this deserves all the L's. Whatever L's are available, I have to take those.
You know the number one cause of L's?
What's that?
In people over 40? User error.
Old head energy. Old head energy. By far.
You know what side of the keyboard that the problem is usually on? Your side.
All too true.
Word. What up, though, man? How's your day?
It's good. I'm so nervous about this mic. I don't even know what to do.
That's terrible. That's too bad.
I just got to make one last check to make sure. All right, man. It seems like it's working. We gonna see.
We shall find out.
All right. Yo, my day is good, man. You know what's crazy? Did I tell you about how I built like a stool from spare IKEA wood? Did I tell you that story?
No, but it sounds intriguing.
All right, so peep this. I needed a...
It's not intriguing.
It is. It's very intriguing. I needed a stool and stool/stand for behind the DJ booth, right?
Okay.
So I have all this random spare IKEA wood from beds that we had before, like, you know, the slats that right, IKEA beds come with. So I have a bunch of them in my garage from like the kids' old, you know, from Sarai's old bed and then our old bed, whatever. So I kept the wood as spare wood, and so did my father-in-law also had like some projects when he was out here. So there's just a lot of spare stuff. So I'm like, man, I'm about to build this stool. So I build one, and I kind of eyeball measure and eyeball cut. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not really tripping.
Right.
So it's like it's like the Gordon Gartrell of stools. You know what I'm saying?
So I was gonna say, you got the wobbly stool.
So no, it's totally level, but it looks crooked. Like it's the most like hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life.
Salvador Dali stool.
Yeah, it's like the
an optical illusion.
It's the conspiracy theorist Bill Gates of stools. Like, it's nobody really knows whether it's true or not.
It's a stool to use with a standing desk.
I've been like just testing it out all day. Is all right. This is definitely not fun. Kev, opening question.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, that was my actual open question. What's the last thing you actually built from scratch?
Oh, I don't know. Probably like a door jam or something.
Oh man, we're gonna work on Kev Sakota's handyman skills, and we'll see y'all on the other side. Let's go.
Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
The handyman.
Thank y'all for tuning in. If you prefer to catch any of the past episodes, including our In Here Trippin' editions, you can catch them on rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms, with the exception of Pandora for some odd reason. So, you know, crack a can of old head energy, kick it with us.
Kick it with us.
With us. Christy Gnomes, bro. Christy Gnome.
Christy Noom.
Oh man. So for those of you guys who are new to the show from the In Here Trippin' episodes, or just haven't kicked it on the show in a minute, we have moved on from Out Here Trippin', which we did our first year of the show, and now we are doing too much. And our doing too much candidate for the day is Kristi Noem. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is doing too much.
Yep.
The reason why? Well, ultimately, her request was denied. So let's read about that. Sioux tribes reject South Dakota governor's request to take down coronavirus checkpoints. Kev's title for this is Trolling the Noem.
That's right.
I'm appreciative of this. The source for this is The Hill, and the players involved are Sioux tribes in South Dakota and Kristi Noem. Let's jump into this real quick with less ums, by the way.
Okay.
Leaders of the Oglala Sioux and Cheyenne River Sioux tribes threw cold water on South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's Republican demand that they remove coronavirus checkpoints installed on state and U.S. highways within 2 days or face legal action. The quote from Julian Bear Runner, the president of the Oglala Sioux tribe, says, "We have an inherent and sovereign right to protect the health of our people, and no one, man or woman, can dispute that right." He said in a video on Facebook, "We must adapt serious measures to proactively deal with the serious public health crisis. We demand you protect our sovereignty," he continued. "Your threats of legal action are not helpful and do not intimidate us. The only way we can get through this is to work together as a nation." So I'll stop there and say my favorite words on this show. Take it away, Go Kev. Ahead.
Nah.
Oh boy. No, I don't understand. I don't understand.
Wait, what are your favorite words on this show?
Take it away, Kev.
Oh, take it away, Kev. Oh. Yeah. And as if on cue, here I go.
All right. Go ahead.
So, in case you're wondering, because I know we ignore a large percentage of this country because they are, you know, ignorable.
Right.
Basket of ignorables. No, I'm playing. This is a beautiful country, but in case you were wondering, yes, this is the same governor who has yet to and probably never will enact a stay-at-home order for her state, South Dakota.
All right.
Again, a beautiful state. Beautiful part of the country. Governor's not that bright. In the same state that is home to Smithfield Foods, you know, which has gone coronavirus. And
coronavirus.
It feels like they shut it down April 15th. And today, she actually declared that the facility was reopening. So that's exciting.
There's that.
But yeah, it's pretty wild. She's, you know, and these folks are basically saying, well, you're not going to take care of us. So once again, we're going to go ahead and take care of our own folks.
Yep.
And it's not like they're not letting anyone through. This is not a roadblock. It is a checkpoint. But it has, you know, we have seen the reaction to sensible people, you know, making things slightly inconvenient for the others.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, one of those circumstances where people are just getting fussy over the minor inconvenience of people not wanting to get sick and potentially die. Which, how dare them?
Well, see, this is the cold part. The reality is they do have the sovereign right. So, I mean, do you ever chill? Do you read a history book? You know what I'm saying? Like, you initially kind of ruined their land, in a sense, and imposed yourself through various means, one of which was disease, whether deliberate or not. So now here we are again, history repeating itself. You're now saying, no, go get it if it's able to be gotten. You know, I don't understand. Like, to me, these things are so odd. You know what I'm saying? Because you would think that you would tread lightly, but... No, you don't have to because you know what I'm saying?
Oh, she don't care. She doesn't care. This is and we've seen a lot of this lately, and it's a lot of like sort of, you know, privileged folks are playing themselves, and they come in a variety of shapes, sizes, and colorways. But yeah. There is definitely a most popular style to this particular brand of individual,
right? Right,
and they all say, you know, they all sort of have this attitude of, "How dare you punk us by following the rules that we demanded you follow?"
Right,
and in this case, the thing I love is always when the reaction is very, very, calm and measured, you know. And the leaders of this tribe, or this part of the tribe, said that, they reached out and said, "This is, look, I don't know if they were asking for permission, but they at least said, we're doing this."
Right.
And nobody responded. And now they want to get hurt, you know, get their feelings hurt about it, or want to make a big deal out of it, or want to try and get some points with, whoever else is still alive in their, little organization.
Right.
So, yeah, and these folks are saying, like, nah, man, one, you left us with not a lot to work with. Our hospitals are in this state, and we have a struggle to take care of our folks, regardless of what's going on outside of this reservation or these lands. Yep. And you want to make it worse by not helping your own people? Nah, we're good.
Yeah.
And the other thing I was wondering about this, and so I looked it up, is that, and I'll take a quote from another article I read. Nome's uncomfortable relationship with tribes dates to her first year in office in 2018. Nome, mindful of the tumultuous, costly, and sometimes violent demonstrations in neighboring North Dakota over the Dakota Access Pipeline, pushed the legislature to pass laws that heighten penalties for violent protests against the Keystone XL pipeline, which is affecting or potentially going to affect South Dakota in the same way that
right.
the Dakota Access Pipeline affected North Dakota. Obviously, there's a high likelihood it is going to result or has already resulted in the same kind of understandable protests and disagreements that happened up in North Dakota.
Right.
It's the Dakotas, so I'm not sure. Maybe South Dakota is on top of North Dakota. Who knows? but, we'll never know. It's a guessing game. the quote, though, from this other article that I love is that, and I don't think it was quoted in The Hill, on thehill.com, and this is Cheyenne River Sioux Chairman Harold Frazier, in a statement said, quote, "We will not apologize for being an island of safety in a sea of uncertainty and death."
Yeah.
That's pretty gangster.
That is gangster. It's very true.
Yeah. So to me, the upshot is that if your name is Gnome, just don't go head up with someone named Bear Runner and someone named Bald Eagle.
You got to hold
this
L. You're
going to make yourself look silly. Yeah.
I think she needs to hold the L for the day. At the end of the day, she's doing too much. And
or the silent G.
Yeah. I'm doing too much. I'm done with it.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah. Moving on, though. Much respect to Jill Scott versus Erykah Badu on IG Live. The versus battle was fresh. It was refreshing. Shout out to Fizz, who I believe his daughter called it the auntie battle. I also, however, on behalf of my relationship with folks from Philly, I will not accept ever being called Jason Whitlock under any circumstances for any reason, period, point blank. You have to fall all the way back with that one. You got to pick a different person. That's a little too trash. Like, that's more on the insulting side than anything else.
straight from the throat. But funny thing about this is what I want to ask you, though. You went into this with a moderate level of, I don't want to say hatred, but hatred.
Oh, I didn't go in with any hatred.
Haterism.
None of that at all.
You went in a minor, at least a very minor skeptic, but you went in, and I'll give you credit that you went in saying, I am going in not liking this idea, but I have a feeling that I'm going to come out of it having liked it.
Okay.
Why do you do this?
Okay. So I've done this twice, right? With the Teddy Riley versus babyface battle, I was like, why? But then I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the heck out of it. But I think the failure in the beginning, the initial failure, made me excited about that battle. If it had happened like straight up the first time and all things were correct, then I don't think I'd been as excited about it. This one, it's not that I didn't like this one. I like the idea of this one. To me, Jill Scott doesn't have more than one entire record worth of hits. Now, here's the thing. That is one of the most amazing records to come out during its time. Right? So yeah. there's no doubt. Which is weird, because if you say you really liked a person, one of a person's five records, are you saying that they're not talented? Like, I'm saying she had an incredible record and then a bunch of all right records. You know what I'm saying? Dude has a catalog, just a massive catalog. And I think the battle actually proved that. Now, Jill did the babyface thing. Babyface pulled out the guitar, rocked it live, and Jill rocked it live. But we already know how ill of a singer Jill is. So, I mean, nobody was really shocked by that. Everybody was I don't want to say pleasantly surprised, but was just hyped to hear her sing. She killed it.
Yeah, it was cool. It was also nice that it, you know, just have it on in the background. Yeah, also, if you were doing something,
artists showing a lot of respect for each other.
Do you think that Jill was Jill low key, like when she was singing along to Erica's stuff, kind of low key, just throwing that high and inside a little.
You know
bit?
What? It sounds funny because it was mentioned before. But the blocked out thing is,
Erykah
Badu actually sang a Chaka Khan song live, which is not the easiest thing to do. So I'm like, all right, you can throw it high and inside if you want. But, you know, the quality, not the quality level, that's ridiculous. But the vast nature of subject matter for Erykah Badu is what won, in my opinion. But it didn't really turn out to be like a battle. It was more of an appreciation moment. Like
two
amazing artists appreciating each other's music right in front of us. I watched my grandmother and my mom be on the phone. I could never hear the person on the other end. So this was like being able to hear the person on the other end of the phone. My mom and my grandmother was on the phone. Like, I could hear both sides of the conversation. Exactly. So, but I'm not backing down. Like,
so you went from you've upped the ante from auntie to mother and grandmother.
I have. Good. Although, you know, this was the auntie battle. Well, my mom was much younger when I used to watch her on the phone, so she was auntie at the time. But I would take this battle 5,000 times in a row. I would listen to Slowly Surely 1,000 times before the next battle that they're discussing. And I am in shock. This is such a disrespect to Ludacris. Basically, they just told Ludacris that he's trash.
I was wondering how you felt about that, because I saw your reaction to it or heard your reaction to it, and I wasn't sure how you felt about that,
crazy.
That side of things.
Ludacris versus Nelly? Like, Nelly, somebody said Nelly versus Ja Rule makes sense.
Oh, that would have been pretty dope.
I mean, you know,
if you're into that sort of
sure. Like, you know, but because they were, you know, both goofy and, you know what I'm saying? Ja Rule could rap a little better, but the corn level was equal, and, you know, one would have a Band-Aid under his eye and the other would have no shirt on with a Tupac bandana. It would the level of goofiness would be perfect. But Ludacris, I'm like, Ludacris is an actual real MC that happens to also make, you know, incredibly club friendly music. You know what I'm saying? So,
but is this gonna be like when you would go to a golden era Tyson fight in Vegas, where you know you're really only gonna have to be sitting there for a good 10-15 minutes,
no,
end to end. And then you can go party.
No, because people were...
How many songs can Nelly actually throw? I would contend that Nelly has less to work with than your opinion of what Jill Scott
you would be absolutely right. You would absolutely right, because Nelly has never made an amazing record. So Jill Scott automatically is greater than anything. You know, I've stepped in things better than Nelly. So
oh my God.
I can't better than a Nelly record. So I don't want to say better than Nelly. I'm sure as a person, he's a wonderful person. I don't want to ever disrespect anybody as a person.
Great guy.
His music is trash. And And I don't understand what we're doing here. Like, why did we go this far downhill? We've had Premier versus RZA. We've had Erykah Badu versus Jill Scott. We had Teddy Riley versus Babyface. I mean, she was Swiss Beats versus Timbaland. And then we just decided to jump right off a cliff and pick Nelly in this joint. Like, why did we do that? For what? What are we doing now?
Are they going music though, or is like Nelly gonna put up a you know, like a still image from the Longest Yard remake, and Luda's gonna put up the Fast and Furious?
I'm saying, like,
and then we can all just go home. Oh, actually, we're already gonna be home.
But we're probably gonna have to find another place to be. I've gone on record saying that I have not wanted to see the last two battles initially. I wanted to see the Jill and Erykah. I just didn't think it was as... I just thought, okay, well, Erica's got more music, right? And more classic music. But I am not ever turning this battle on. I'm never doing that. Never. Even though...
I'm going to find a way to make sure you watch it. It is
never happening. We've spent more on this battle than we did protecting and discussing the Sioux tribes, because this is trash. Entirely trash. I am pointing into the camera. Entirely 100% garbage. And there are going to be people in there defending Nelly, and I'm going to be like, dude, no, I'm not doing this. We're not going to sit here and pretend like this is a thing, right? We're not going to do it. I'm sorry. Why not?
So you're saying this battle is like Gnome versus Bear Runner? Of rap? All right. You're going to come back, though. You're going to come back next episode.
Am I?
I was, no, you know, I didn't think I was going to like it, but it was like chicken soup for the soul.
No, not okay? Even.
It really was.
Never in 1,000 years. Never in 1,000 years. It's never happened. Oh, boy. I'm against it. There's no two ways about it. I'm totally against it.
All right. We'll see.
We'll see is too much. I'm against it.
We'll see.
Stop it. Speaking of stop it, title for this is All Raps Are Too Long to Begin With. A rapper attempted to freestyle for more than 33 consecutive hours.
33. Not minutes.
Hours. Why under any circumstances in the world? Oh my God, every freestyle is too long.
Why? Tell them why.
All right,
tell
them why. UPI.com reports.
Let them know.
The rapper Watsky, a San Francisco rapper, is attempting to break the Guinness World Record with a live stream performance featuring 33 hours, 30 minutes, and 30 seconds of freestyle rapping. George Watsky, who performs under the name Watsky, crossed the 23-hour mark at noon last Thursday, the Thursday before this show aired, an attempt to break the Guinness record for the longest freestyle rap. Watsky said in a statement before beginning his attempt on Tuesday that the money raised during this freestyle marathon will go towards paying his band and crew a fan fund to reimburse people who bought non-refundable travel accommodations to attend his now canceled shows and the nonprofit Sweet Relief, which is all, that's awesome. All the extras are awesome. I'm with that.
Word.
But I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
33. Every freestyle is too long. If you've ever heard me freestyle on stage live, and I appreciate you coming to the show, it was too long. From the moment
I
started.
You're pretty good, though.
I appreciate that. From every freestyle since 95 has been too long. Period. Any freestyle since 95.
How many things can KRS-One rhyme with Down With The Real Hip Hop?
Yo, okay. Remember, okay, I got to bring this back. Remember when Super Nat, who one of the most amazing freestyle rappers of all time, period.
Yep.
I used to, of course, listen to the joint Wake Up Show, Friday Night Flavors, etc. And I cannot remember which one. I want to say it was Friday Night Flavors, but I'm not sure. But they had Super Nat on. And they did the ill thing they people do when they throw out topics and the MC has to freestyle about the topic. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. And he's classic for doing
that. Classic. He can do it anytime, anywhere, anything you say. But it got down to fingernail clipping.
It's a scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I'm like,
the topic jar was clean.
Give that man a break and let him talk about his record at this point. I was very young when this all happened. But I remember they was like, you know, whatever, George Bush or whatever was going on at the time. And I don't know, you know, I don't think it was George Bush. But they was, you know, throwing out topics that he could get some weight into. And then somebody was like, fingernail clipping. I was like, what just happened right now? Who does that? Oh, and I just remember, me and Sai joke about it all the time. I remember the line he kicked. And I'm trying to do it in my best Super Nat voice. that fool said, fingernail clipping, always clip your nails. That's all I remember from that. Me and Sai do it all the time. We joke about it all the time. It was like, talk about this man's record. Let's not do this now. And that's
your topic game slipping.
From that point on, every freestyle was too long for me.
I was like, I had always had a feeling.
See, it was like finishing the internet.
Freestyles are too long. But that night crystallized it.
Dude, it was like finishing the internet. Yeah. It was like, now I don't have anything else to do. I'm done with this.
Oh man.
So yeah, 33 hours of freestyle. I'm not ready for that.
Since we have full transparency here, I'm gonna sell you out.
Okay.
Real quick.
I'm here. Sell me out. I'm with it.
You like that? Much like the Sioux Tribe, I'm coming to you and consulting with you to tell you that you're about to catch.
Okay, go ahead.
This is our second attempt at recording this podcast. Slightly different order of topics points.
Before he sells me out, he booted off my first topic like it wasn't worth discussing. So now we change the initial topic. All right.
Well, we were just trying to keep it fresh, but also, the reason why we had to do this again was because I forgot to tell Trek to turn one of his recording components on.
Okay.
So, you know, my bad. So our first attempt was 2 days ago, and in that time, this has gone, from a silly story to a completely inspirational tale for me.
Okay.
Because honestly, this is the first time I had heard about it 2 days ago. I wanted to be kind of a jerk about it. It's not hard for me to be a jerk about anything. And that's so true. I kind of was.
That part is definitely true.
But then yesterday, you know, you're seeing idiots in Colorado packing a restaurant against the law because it's Mother's Day. With their kids, in their moms, like clowns. And then all this, you know, a bunch of other crazy stuff that just makes me want to throw the TV against the wall or through the wall. And so now, I love this guy. George Watsky, that's my man right there. Because also, I did more research since then.
Okay, so he has a fan base,
not
right?
Only did he... Well, yeah, obviously he has some sort of a fan base, right? But either a very rich fan base, which is always dope, or just a large fan base that maybe is moderately wealthy, which is also dope.
That's also dope.
Either way, he's cool. One, he broke the record, which by itself, whatever. You know, a lot of people have sillier records.
I just yawned, by the way, freestyle. Just so you know.
Thanks.
When you said he broke the record, I didn't do it on purpose. You said broke the record, 33 hours of freestyling popped in my head, and I immediately yawned. Go ahead.
It's because you're old.
That's true, too.
Here's the point. So he raised the funds on something called Tiltify.
Okay.
So he now broke $105,000. And the question that I had the first time I read this was the goal was $130,000. So, you know, like some of these crowdfunders, you if you don't reach the goal, you don't get anything. Mm-hmm. But in looking at it, what it looks like is that all that money went to Sweet Relief, in real time.
That's dope.
So
that's dope.
They're at 105,000. He was also raising money on his YouTube page through a different platform, also going to Sweet Relief. And the cool thing is that Sweet Relief actually put him and, I assume him and his band, but definitely his band and his crew in their system.
Hmm.
So they're going to be getting the money to the band and the crew. And I think they're also distributing it to, you know, his fans.
That's who dope.
Pay for tickets or whatever have you for, you know, and are sort of like out the money because he had to cancel his date.
Of course.
So I don't know how much money that ends up being, but, you know, I'm assuming 105 grand is going to more than cover it. Or at least make a nice dent in whatever these folks need to get by. And, you know, the rest of it goes to all the other great things that Sweet Relief does. So George Watsky, even if he didn't break the record, he would be a record holder in my book.
You're a shining star, my man. Watsky, wonderful job.
You're the man.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea. Great big heart. Freestyling for 33 hours is horrible.
I guarantee you there are other people who have binge watched something way sillier and less meaningful for 33 hours.
I wonder if I could think of that. Like, I don't think so. I don't think there's anything. I'm totally about to throw more cold water. I don't think there's anything outside of a Nelly
Dude,
battle. There is nothing.
I just watched 7 seasons of MacGyver on Netflix. He's so good. He's so smart.
You know, it like just thinking about that 23 hours of freestyle, like the MASH music is in my like.
Let's not talk about MASH.
What, you want to talk about Spear Chucker Jones? Oh,
you
man.
Just want to get me in trouble for laughing on video at that.
I know. No, nah, you straight. This is going to be funny anyway.
Not today, Satan.
Yo, man, that's our time, man. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. You can catch us on rapsucksradio.com. This has been Rap Sucks Radio, by the way. You can catch us on rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms with the random exception of Pandora for some odd reason. My name is Trek Life. That's the homeboy Kev Sakota. Oh, that's your fam Kev Sakota. Actually, I'm your homeboy Trek Life. That's your fam Kev Sakota. Right?
You're never going to get it straight.
Not at the end, no. The beginning I have down. The end I got to work on. Again, we appreciate each and every one of y'all. And on a count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace. Kev.
See ya.
Kev, where was your peace at, man?
You. Come on.
All right, y'all. We'll holler at y'all. Peace.
There's a delay. My Wi-Fi.